This week's story is sponsored by Audible. Please visit audiblepodcast.com/storynori for your free audiobook download. The Lioness and Small Respect. Hello, this is Natasha, and I'm dropping by with a fable inspired by Aesop. It's actually based on two of his stories, both of them about a lioness and a tiny creature. One is a mosquito and the other a mouse. The story is told by the lioness, who is the queen. But before the story, I'd just like to tell you about a very special piece of history that you can download as an audiobook from our sponsor, Audible. It's called A Child's History of England, and it's by none other than Charles Dickens. He who wrote Oliver Twist, Nicholas Nickleby, and A Christmas Carol. His English histories are packed full of drama and adventure, and written in his conversational prose style. To buy this audiobook, just go to audiblepodcast.com/storynori. That's audiblepodcast.com/storynori. Or by following the link from our sidebar. Respect. I expect nothing less. All respect the queen of the African plains. If the zebra or the antelope catch sight of me crouching in the bush, they do not forget to gallop. The elephant and the rhino respect me, and they mind not to tread on my children with their big clumsy feet. Even the snappy crocodile stays clear of me when I come down to drink at the water. Yes, respect is good. And that is why I was so angry when a pesky little fellow failed to show me respect. Bzzz. The mosquito buzzed around my ears and even stung me on the nose. I snapped at him, the horrid little traitor, and I bit my tongue. Oh, how that hurt! Then I struck at him with my paw, such a blow that would fell a buffalo, but he slipped through my claws and was laughing at me. Then he bit me on the bottom, the cheek of it! Oh, great queen, said the mosquito, bow your head before your master. I, the mosquito, have drunk your blood and defeated you in combat. I roared an almighty roar that sent the wildebeest and the giraffe scattering across the savannah. Ha, 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 laughed the mosquito, and he flew backwards into a spider's web, and the spider showed respect to his queen by eating the wretched insect. A little while after this, I was lying asleep under a tree when I felt something tickling my nose. I opened one eye and I saw that a mouse had scampered onto my face. How dare you! I roared and was about to swipe him a deadly blow with my paw when the mouse begged. Oh, mighty queen, forgive me. I was running through the long grass and did not mean to run into your nose or to disturb your sleep. And I laughed at this furry creature and said, little fellow, I was about to kill you, but you have shown wisdom and respect for your queen. I pardon your sin. Oh, thank you, said the mouse. I only hope that one day I may be of service to your majesty. And I laughed again. How could a little mouse help a mighty queen? The weeks went by, and I was out for a midnight stroll when all of a sudden there was no ground beneath my paws.
Thump! I fell to the bottom of a pit. I tried to spring out, but I was tangled in a net. The more my limbs struggled, the more I became entangled. A hyena came by and saw me in this sorry trap. He cackled with his ugly voice and taunted me. In the morning, the men shall come and throw their spears into your side. And then we shall have to find a new queen. I snarled with fury and swore to tear him apart when I was free from the snare, but he just laughed his silly laugh. Towards morning, I had almost given up hope when I heard a little voice. My queen, it said, at last I may be of service to you. I saw the pink nose of the mouse. My loyal subject, it does my proud heart good to hear your well-meaning words, but I am afraid you must now pay your last respects to your queen, for my limbs are caught in this net, and very soon the sun will rise and the men shall come to kill me. You underestimate the might of a mouse, said my loyal subject. And he called his wife and children, and together they gnawed through the net. I was free within the hour, just in time to spring out of the pit and give the men who had come to kill me a nasty surprise. And so that is the story of how I, Queen of the Plains, came to respect those who respect me, no matter how small they may be. Because sometimes the smallest of those among us have the advantage over the mighty and the strong. And that was the story of the lioness and the small respect. If you enjoyed it, you can find other Aesop's fables on storynori.com, including famous ones like The Boy Who Cried Wolf, and not so famous ones like The Rat and the Elephant. So drop by soon at storynori.com and listen to some more. Until next time, from me, Natasha. Bye bye!